This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1996. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Daily, I offer advice to job hunters good almost anywhere in the world, because I believe that job hunting doesn't have to be as hard, difficult, painful, or take as long as it does. It's just the skills needed to find a job are different than those needed to do a job. And today's show is one where I'm going to talk about one of those awkward situations where someone likes the work, but they don't like the field that they're working in and what they need to do. And before I do my usual connective piece, you know, I hope you find this helpful. I just want to say, if you'd like to sponsor the show, if you'd like to make a contribution that'll help, because you know, my services, which I mentioned at the end, aren't for you, but you appreciate the time and effort I'm putting in, there's a link in the show notes that'll allow you to make a contribution to the show and sponsor it. Now, with that, let me just simply say, we'll be back in a moment after a word from today's sponsor. So here's the question. I've been handed a great job opportunity recently, and I'm no longer interested in it. What's the best way to get out of this and move on? Here's the tricky part. I was handed the job without qualifying experience. Some coworkers are bitter and make it known. 3 months in, and I realize I have no genuine interest in the field. I don't fit in and dread coming to work each day. What's the best way to move on without damaging future career prospects or burning bridges? So the thing I'm picking up on is the relationship with the coworkers. I can't tell from this whether the issue is with your colleagues and you feel isolated and alone, or whether you really are disinterested in your field. Now, I'm going to give you an answer in two parts. The first part is, if the issue's with the coworkers, what are they doing? Is it really that tragic? Are they isolating you because you're young and they're not? Speak to your manager if that's the case and see what they can do to reach out to these people and help you connect. You know, often, you know, age shows up in quirky ways. And older individuals, and in case you're not recognizing it, I'm an older individual, look at younger ones, especially when no qualifying experience. That's your term for it. I doubt if that's really true. You don't have as much experience as they do, of course, and they're making you amply aware of it. So get your manager to step in if that's the real issue. Now, if the real issue is that you're not interested, that's a different story. You start looking for a job. And if you can't afford to walk away without another job, you do it. Otherwise, you hang in there and you start looking for a job while you're there. And as you get close to receiving an offer from a firm, speak to the hiring manager and simply say, you know, I've been approached by another organization about coming on board. And part of the reason is that I'm entertaining this is, frankly, the behavior of my colleagues toward me. It is tough to feel like an island here where I feel like, you know, everything I do and say is going to get criticized, if that's the story. You know, so, you know, see if you can get he or she involved with this. But, you know, if the issue really is the work, then find yourself something else. If you don't want to speak to your boss at that point, then very simply, at the time you get the offer, say, look, I really appreciate the opportunity you've given me, but I've come to realize this isn't the field for me. I want to be doing something different. And you talk about what you're moving on to, assuming it's something different than what you're doing. If it's the same thing in a different place, I go back to my first answer and talk about the fact that, you know, your colleagues are the problem, not the work itself. And that's why you need to speak to your boss. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to optimize your job search and get better results. First of all, visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog and go exploring. There's just a lot there to help you in the blog. And if you want to take my class on interviewing, it's called The Ultimate Job Interview Framework. It's available on Udemy. That's UDEMY, or you can just use this link, thebiggamehunter.us/interviews, and order my class there. It's very inexpensive, like $12 if you're a new Udemy user, $19.99 if you're an existing one. In addition, it's now available as a Kindle book or as a paperback on Amazon. You can order the book there if you prefer a different format. And as a paperback, I think it's $6.99. As a Kindle book, it's $2.99. So again, very inexpensive. Obviously, I'd love to help you with coaching. At my website, you can schedule time for coaching with me or schedule a free discovery call. And if you just have a couple of questions for me, go to thebiggamehunter.us/live, and you can schedule 15 minutes with me, or thebiggamehunter.us/interviews. And what you're able to do is ask a question and get a response back with a 3 to 5 minute video. I'll be back soon with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!